The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
In the sanctuary, you are in the, prayer department, whatever department you find yourself, you are diligent doing it. If you are not diligent, you are indigent. If you are not diligent, you are slacking. If you are not diligent, then you are going nowhere. Now, there are some people, they occupy space. One day, in our church, we made some leaders. And then, after appointing them as leader, when we come for leaders' meeting, they will not show up. And then one day, I thought within myself, what's the essence of making these people a leader, or making them leaders, that they are not leading anything? And one thing about me is that once you work with me, we're having a leaders meeting one day, and on a Sunday, and I asked that, why do you notice that somebody like me don't force people to serve God? I will never force you. You know why I don't force people to serve God? If you work with me secularly, in a secular field, I can force you. But when it comes to God, I won't force you. You know why? The blessing there is enormous. If you don't, I will tell you this is what, so that God will not question me. This is what we're expected to do. If you don't do, I won't force you. Because if you do, the blessing becomes yours. If you don't, it's yours. Like my pastor will tell me, even when God blesses you, will you remember to come and give him part of your blessing? It is you that will first enjoy the blessing first. So we have to be diligent as a Christian worker. It's part of our ethics to be diligent in our assignment, as if you are the HOD of that department. Even if you are the HOD, as if you are the pastor of your church. Even if you are the pastor, as if you are the visionaire. Even if you are the visionaire, as if the end will end, the world will end now. Now, what brings about diligence is passion. If you don't have passion for the things of God, there is no way you can be diligent. No way. I love football a lot. I love football so much. I have my own team. So anytime my team is playing, even as a pastor, sometimes I struggle. We like to go and watch. But one day, I spoke to myself, something must be wrong with me. Why would I be thinking of football? It might not be on a Sunday service. It might just be maybe I have prayers to pray. And I decided my mind would be at the ball. So I did something. I said, immediately after the ball, there's something they call highlight. So I will go for my spiritual assignment. Then after I'm back home, I come and watch highlight. I have fulfilled my spiritual mandate and I'll satisfy my physical pleasure. That is why I used to tell people, you need to find a way to strike a balance. One of the reasons why people run away from working for God is that they find it difficult to strike balance between their spiritual work with God and their physical life. If you don't strike balance, nature will bring you to make you feel to do the work of God is difficult. But you need to find a way to strike balance. I still watch my highlight of the football, and at the same time, the time meant to be with the things of God, that time is still created for it. And then the score is 2-0. Because I'm going to watch it, it doesn't change it from 2-0 to 1-0. So it has been played. The same person that scored when they play by 4 p.m. is the same person that will see score by the time I'm watching it by 10 p.m. So it's still the same thing. See, if you are talking about it, I'm just using that as an example. You might have something that gives you, pleasure. You know, find a way to strike balance and don't allow any modalities of this world to take diligence off you. Number four. You must be lover of men. You must show love. It's an ethics. You must love everyone equally. You are a leader in a department. Your love must cut across everyone. Now, praise the Lord. Now, this is a very genuine love. We tend to love people that are very active than others. The people that are very active in our department, we tend to love them more. Or we tend to love people who we think that dresses well to church and they look flashy. We tend to love them more. No. In fact, your love should be to those who are not more committed. Jesus said, the physician does not come for those that are what? That are strong, that are well. The physician came for those that are sick. Your love must be to everyone as a worker in the house of God. Now, love for the work itself, love for God, love for the people. Because you are a worker, you are not working in an abstract. You are working with people. So you must have a genuine love for people. Genuine love for people. Genuine love for the people and for the work. I can fight anybody when it comes to the things of God. People around me know. I can fight you to the letter when it's come to God. One day, we're going to church, and my wife made me late. And then the reason why I had to wait for her was because of the circumstance surrounding that situation. So that day, I went to church, I finished my ministration, and I came back home. She brought the food, and I said, "Madam, take your food back. I'm not eating." She said, "Why?" He said, "Because I am not happy with you." He said, "Why?" "Because I can't be going to church late." So you know what I did next time? When we are going to church on Sunday, I prepare myself. I find my way. I leave the car with her. I will take my thing and trek to church so that nothing will disturb me. Not even my own mother, not even anybody around me knows. The love for the things of God burns in our heart. You must love God passionately. Love the people that you are working with passionately. You are a leader, your phone must not be off. A leader's phone, you are putting up your phone. Your department man might want to reach out to you in the middle of the night. I have received several calls in the middle of the night. Jump up, take my car. I'm going out. Where are you going? I'm going out. Now, when I first got married, my wife used to be scared of my movement when it comes to the things of God. But after 1 year, 2 years, take way back, she became so strong. And then, you know, okay, this person, can, you know, can, when I said I'm going, he said, okay, fine, no problem. Before she used to question me, but now, I'm going out. All right, where are you going? So, okay, Allah, I'll show him. But your phone must be, show love for the work, show love for the people, show love for people around you. That is what the work is all about. Be committed. Now, let me tell you something. What is love? Love is an action. You don't tell me you love me when you can't act it to me. As a leader, you don't tell me you love me when you don't show me that you do. Now, as a leader, because I learned it from my spiritual parent, I know all the days of celebration of all the people that are working with me. On their days, their wedding anniversary, everything I know. You know why? Those little things touches them. It's part of love. Now, if you don't celebrate the people that you are working together, eventually you discover that they become, you know, downcasted. Some people will celebrate them elsewhere and they become attracted to that place. So please, as a leader or as a worker in a department, show love to your people. Your departmental member are 20, they are 100. Find a way. I mean, technologies have made it easy. You can store it on your pad and it will pop it up for you on their birthday. If it is tomorrow, it will pop up for you today. And then you reach out to them. You show them love. I'm presently in a place in the midst, and then I discovered that every Sunday they bring out cake to cut and then they celebrate people that are doing wedding. And I was like, why do these people spend more time doing this thing? And I discovered that people cherish, when you remember their special day, people cherish it a lot, and it makes people to get so committed. I'm just using that as an example. Show love to your members. You are not a HOD, you are just a departmental member. Show love to your co-members. That shows that you are committed, that you are a qualified Christian worker. And of course, show love to you, the servant of God that God has placed, that God has placed over you. The leader, the people around, show genuine love. Genuine love. Genuine love. Genuine love. Now, let me tell you, when you love, it takes something off you. When they say church, you are there. Church, you are there. Somebody asked me one day, a family member, he said, why is it that we did a naming ceremony and then family members are there and we're doing, I think it's a special 3 days, special prayer banquet. And I left the people in the house and I went to church. And then my guests got angry that people, a lot of them travel long distance to come to celebrate with us. And I left them at home. My wife, please attend to them. And I carried my Bible, I went to church. So some of them would get angry. So when I was going, I just used wisdom. I want to go and get something. But some of them knew that he went to get something, but he went to church. So by the time I came back, some of them left in annoyance. So I called them back. So one of them now called me, an elderly man. He said, what is it, God, about this your church? That on this particular day, you cannot take permission from your pastor. That I am doing naming today, oh, that they should give you permission to attend to the people. And I said, with due respect, ma'am, I am not working for my pastor. I am working through him. God placed him as my leader, but I'm not working for him. I am working for God. Will I tell God that, sir, give me permission. When people come to church that I need to minister to, I will not say, because you bless me and I'm doing naming ceremony, I will now keep people waiting or delegate. You know, what we do sometimes, if we can, we delegate the work we are meant to do, when we know we can delegate it to satisfy our personal conscience. Whenever you delegate for your self-fulfillment, God sees your heart. God sees your heart. Delegation must be to expand the work, not to satisfy your timing, not to satisfy what you want to do personally. We do that a lot as leaders. That doesn't show a genuine love for God. Be committed to it. I told God one day, I said, if truly you know I love you and I don't joke with you, you have to do this thing. And he did it. Please, if you are close to God, like Bishop will say, please ask him whether this young man loves him or not. Number five. Or number what now? Number five. You must refrain your speech. You must restrain your speech. As a leader or as a worker, you must be cautious with what you say. You must be cautious with what you say. You must be. It is not everything you see you talk about. As a leader or a pastor, a worker in the church, a member come to confide in you with something, and that becomes the topic of discussion on the pulpit, you now begin to preach with it, you have lost the trust that person has in you. You must refrain your speech. It's not everything you say. The more you see in Christendom, the less you talk about. The more you, because people talk to you a lot, people confide in you, people share some stuff with you. Now, why do you discover that people prefer to go and talk to people outside church about their challenges than people in the church? Because they will say it will become a public notice in the church. You must refrain your speech. My wife will never ask me what any church member was discussing with me. Never. Because I told her, there's a boundary. I'm your husband. There is nothing we should not hide from ourselves. But when it comes to ministerial ethics, there is a boundary you must not cross. And for once, since I told her, you can never ask me, except I seek your opinion on it, or I tell you. And she has never for once said, Kini Lagbaja buying, so I will ask, what is your own business? You must ensure. You must ensure that you refrain your speech. You must ensure that you refrain your speech. Now, part of refraining your speech is what the way you talk to people. We have, people don't have regard again for elders in the church. It amazes me when I hear that some a leader or a worker in the church talk in a rude manner to a pastor or to their leader. It is very strange to me. It is very, very strange to me. I hear that in a secular work setting. But in the church, that you are rude to your pastor or that you are rude to your leader by what you say to them. Oh, wrong now. Is that not the way you say it? Very wrong. Very, very wrong. You can't be rude. You can't. No, there are sometimes some things are not right. You just reframe yourself. You control yourself. Learn to reframe your speech. It's part of the ethics of a worker. Number six, you must be a good listener. You must be a good listener. Listen to people to know what they are going through. Listen to them. Listen to them. Don't just let it be about the work, the church work, the work, the evangelism. The people that will go for evangelism, listen to the person. Somebody that is not in the right frame of mind, how will he go out for evangelism? Listen. And the best way to listen is to observe. People will not share with you. Observe. My father and the Lord taught me, when you are ministering, you look at the congregation. They are the people you are ministering to. As you are ministering, the Lord will minister to you. Okay, that person is going through something. Then after the service, tell the person to see you. It has happened to me severally. Something is wrong with you. No, sir. Some people I have to use the name of Jesus to cough it out of them. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, begin to speak. If you know you are not bigger than Jesus, oh yeah, speak. And then when they speak, I'm amazed by the level of what they keep under their clothes. And then sometimes you judge them because they are not active, not knowing that they are battling with things that is causing them to be depressed. You know, because as a pastor, you carry the spirit, you carry the fire, it is quick to judge. But when you listen to what some people go through, Not everybody. So don't say, some people, they are not going through anything. It is something that is going through them. They are not going through anything. They are not just available. So please, as you are a worker, you are a leader, you are a member, listen. It's part of it. Now, part of the thing you listen to is divine instruction from the set man. Listen. Listen. This is what you are supposed to do. This is what you are supposed to do. This is what you are supposed to do. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Number 7. It must be discipline. He or she must be disciplined in his body. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. You must be disciplined. And I'm going to say that across board. Part of the ethics is to be very disciplined. To be very disciplined. It is an abysmal, an aberration to the order of God for a sister to wear a cloth to church that is revealing and tempting and making a brother to become stereotype in the direction that he looks. Ha! Hey, yeah, yeah. God will ask you. You make a brother sitting in your adjacent to become stereotype. He wanted to praise God and look around. The moment he's thinking there, he says, oh, you have to turn back. And he has to turn back. It's very wrong. You have to be disciplined. You have to be disciplined. You have to be disciplined. You have to be very disciplined in your dressing. As a worker, you don't hit anyhow. You go to members' house for follow-up. They serve you ever. They serve you everything. And then before they say praise God, you have devoured the plate. You are a worker, a leader in the church. Praise the Lord. You have to be disciplined. You have to be very disciplined. It's very, very important. In the way you speak, in what you wear, in what you do, in your timing. You have to be very disciplined. Number what? Now, number 8. You must have a mind to suffer. You know, that looks strange. You must have a mind. Okay, let me use the word to endure. Maybe that is better. You must have a mind to endure. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. You must have a mind to endure. Listen to me. One of the things ministry is all about, or working as a child of God, is that your ability to endure, because it's not going to be convenient for you. Serving God is never convenient. Never. But it is in the inconvenience that your blessing is released. When serving God becomes convenient for you, you're getting nothing from God. It is in the inconvenience of your service to God that your blessing is released. You must have a mind to endure. Endure, you know, sometimes people, you are tired, and then some people are still coming around you to, you know, tell you this is what is going on. You just endure. You just endure. You just endure. Endure and ensure that you put in your mind to make the work work. You come for rehearsals, and then they said you are spending 20 minutes, and then the spirit leads. But if the spirit is leading every day, then check the spirit. The spirit must not lead you beyond the time. But if your own spirit is leading you outside, above the time, all the time, I'm not sure it's the same spirit that we are talking about. So please ensure that you have the mind to endure. And this is very important. Number 9, you must be faithful in money matter. You must be faithful in money matter. It is an aberration for you to be found wanting when it's come to money. Now, listen very carefully. Money, they say, answereth all things, and money is the root of all evil. I can never forget 3 things, my father in the law, in my early age, in my early time that I met him. He said, you must be careful of 3 things. Women, number 1. Money, number 2. Food, number 3. At a point, it became a national anthem to me. Money, women, and food. If you, as a child of God, both man and woman now, if in my own case, as a man is woman, yours is man, if you can overcome those 3 things and subject them, you go far. Not only as a Christian worker, but you go far. You go far. You go far in life. You must ensure that you are faithful in money matter. They keep church money with you, 10,000. They requested for the money the following day. 10,000 has turned to 6,695 naira. What happened to it? You have used the money to buy Indomie from Megida. I know somebody will remember that thing. We kept money with you. I was studying after church service, and the Holy Spirit minister told me that something has been going on. I collected my car key. I'm going now. When I went to the house of the person, I got there, I was waiting. He was not at home. I waited. When he came back, he was holding nylon with Indomie, with egg. The money the people of God contributed that same day. Oh, can I have the cash with you, please? Actually, sir. Actually, the same day is not 24 hours. Can I have the money? It's funny, but I'm telling you, it's not funny. I spark. It was in the house. You did what? My auntie collected it. Okay. Your auntie collected the money that we just contributed in church this morning. You know, why do you think they made you always, woman is the minister of finance in Nigeria? Have you asked yourself? You have not asked yourself. It's because women are more prudent with money. With men. I commend my result. Please watch it. Watch it. You must not be found wanting in money matter. Whether in church or out of church. Number 10, know the word and be loyal to the truth. Know the word and be loyal to the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, you know that what they are correcting you about is wrong. Just because you don't want to change, you refuse. And you know. Know the word and be loyal to it. Be loyal to it. Be loyal to the word. Be loyal to the truth. It will do you good. It will do you good. My father in the Lord will tell me, if I tell you this and you obey, it's for your own good. That's what he used to tell me those days. It is you. And I remember those of us then that used to talk, said those things to. For some of us that followed, the difference is like trekking from here to Lagos, the way he used to say as well. Know the truth and be loyal to it. Now, when you know the truth and you are loyal to the truth, people will make this of you. People will abuse you because you will not do things their way. People will abuse you. But because you know the truth, your loyalty to the truth will make you not to change from the truth. What is our truth in this commission? It is service. It is impact. Then it comes with your breakthrough. If you are a member of this commission for 3 months and you have not experienced breakthrough, you are not serving, you are not making any impact, there is no way you can enjoy breakthrough. Every ministry has their call point. That is our own here. That is why we love to serve. It is in service the blessing lies. We love to serve. The day I caught my home money ritual, I know that it is service. I have never, in need of anything, I stopped cracking my head on how to sort some things. Long time ago. When it is remain quarter to go, it will come up. Quarter to. I've noticed that. Quarter to. It will come up. Why? Because we know the truth and we are loyal to it. This is very important. The Lord bless us in Jesus' mighty name. Number what now? Learn to keep secret. I will not waste much time on it. You have to learn to keep secret. When I'm talking about secret, the confidentiality of the things that goes on with the people are even in your church. You don't go out and disclose what goes on, you know, in your church, outside the church. The only thing you are meant to go and disclose outside the church is that Jesus is good. Invite them to church. You need to know how. In fact, this is very, very important for pastorate, for leaders who are privileged to have access to some information. You don't share information that is very confidential in the church. I am just telling you now that some information my wife doesn't know. My own wife does not know. Please be secret. You need to keep secret. It's very, very important. It's part of the SOP of things you need to put in your mind. Number what now? Number 12, giving. Very important. Giving. Very, very important. Giving. Very, very important. You see the way I'm calling it. People tend to say they don't have. Eventually, they don't have. Giving. 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 Now, I decree in the name of Jesus, may the Lord give you the grace to give in the name of Jesus Christ. Giving! As a worker, your church, your member, or your fellow worker cannot come to you that they don't have transfer money to go back home. And you are saying, it is well. It is well? No. We know it is well. Deep your hand into your pocket. If it means you have to trek for them to go home, yes, we have to do it. Pastor, the Bible says we should love ourselves. Love our neighbor as ourselves. Not to love ourselves more than our neighbor. This is what we have done in the past. Come to church many, many years ago. Give people money and then we will trek from Tanker Junction. I will follow. I will lower. Bust out at Mark. Enter my house. The money for transport, give to people. Little wonder God prepare a better place for us in future. Please give. Give to the work of God, towards the work of God. Don't let them push you before you learn to put in as a worker in the church. Give to the work. Give to the assignment. Give towards the advancement of the gospel. Give to your spiritual parents. Okay. Give. Oh, because that is where your blessing lies. You want to be rich? Give. Now, if you give to me, for instance, I will never forget that you give. That is what people don't know. It amazes me that some people will be in the church for years and your pastor, because you feel your pastor is blessed, your pastor does not hold you handkerchief. Okay, pastor is doing better. Our pastor is rich. Yeah, that is the level at which you stay. When you give to people that are richer than you do, this is what you are saying. You are tapping into their blessing. When you give to people that are not as rich as you are saying that, God, don't put me back to that level. Learn to give to the work of God, to the assignment of the kingdom is very, very important. Number 13, you must be 100% attendance in the church service. If it's very possible. If you are out of church, then it has to be whether you are work, you are a nurse, or your work does not make that you are supposed to be in church and you are at home and you are a church and you are a leader. It's very wrong. You must be present in church meetings. Very, very important. Very, very important. Present in church meetings. Number 14, fasting and prayer. I discovered that people come for praise service, but when it's come to a prayer meeting, special prayer banquet, they will not come. Thanksgiving service, they will come. Any Sunday service or program that it has to do with prayer, you will not see them. The reason why the devil is taking you away from a place of prayer is because that is the place of your empowerment. Prayer empowers you as a leader, as a worker in the house of God. Not just prayer. This kind cannot go in except with prayer and with fasting. That is nothing. Now, let me shock you. Do you know people in the world know the importance of prayer and fasting? I met a young man one day who don't go to church. I entered his house. I saw Agogo Adura in his house. I shared it with people in Lagos church. I asked him, what are you doing with this? He said, there are some days that he doesn't go out. He doesn't see the cloud. Then he locked himself up in the house and then he prays. I said, why? He said, because this internet work that I'm doing, you know, sometimes you need prayer. When I heard that, my body shook. So even you that are doing this kind of work, you know the importance of prayer. With prayer bell, he said, he will not see outside praying. I saw Bible beside it and he doesn't go to church. And then some of us, our Bible is as even bigger than my home, like Methuselah. Where is the fast? We will not. Special personal fast? We will not. And then we want miracle. We want this kind to go forth. You want the drama we watched yesterday and the enemy to come to you and you want to be doing it doesn't work like that. It is the power you encounter in the place of prayer that energizes you as a worker to do great things. Prayer and fasting, very important. One of the services a worker must not miss on a Wednesday You know why? There is a what we preach on Sunday is even more preach on Wednesday. A Wednesday service is a place of empowerment. You are fasted. The reason why many people are always very hot tempered is because you cannot be fasting and then you have time for nonsense. Because your body is subdued at the moment. Prayer and fasting is very important. Number 15, this is where I'm going to stop. You have to be loyal to the authority of the church. Loyal to the authority ahead of you. This is very, very important. You have to be loyal. Your loyalty shows that you are a part of that body. Your loyalty shows that nothing moves you from there. You are 100% committed there. Many years ago, my father, the Lord can remember, some people approached me that they wanted to give me an opportunity to go to Canada and then to go and lead a church many years ago. And then when they told me, I said, okay, I will get back to you. Many years ago. As I after the information, it's not even up to 5 minutes that I got the answer. It's not up to 5 minutes. God just referred me back to what he told me the first time that God somehow was talking to me about a particular something. God just flashed back my mind. That is your ladder to greatness. Follow him. So when they called me back, have you made up your mind now to do this? I said, with due respect, I didn't have a clear leading in my spirit to go to Canada at this moment. And then my parents, my mom especially, said, how can you, mothers, hey, Urimumani Babodi, you want more, Timothy Jia Jia, it is time. And I spoke to my father in a language he understands, and he understood. And my father talked to my mom, and then she called me and said she's sorry. Why? Because of my loyalty to the instruction of God that he gave to me and to the man he put ahead of me. You have to be loyal. If you want to go to Canada, anything now, we can. If you have rushed to go to Canada, maybe they will have deported somebody and then your life will have been granted. Then the place you left, somebody will have taken your place. You now look like a wanderer. Bow down your head and talk to God. Father, give me the grace to fulfill my part in this journey. Lord, give me the grace to fulfill my part in this journey. Lord, I receive the grace to fulfill my part. Is somebody praying? Is somebody praying? You need grace. Sometimes some of these things naturally we might find it difficult to do. Lord, I receive grace. Grace, grace, grace to do my part, to do what is expected of me, to be a real and a sustainable worker in your vineyard, in the name of Jesus. I decree in the name of Jesus, I will not miss my reward. I will not miss my reward. One of the things devil does now is quarter to reward. A lot of people miss it. I decree in the name of Jesus, I will not miss my reward. In the name of Jesus, I will not miss my reward. 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 Give me the grace to serve you. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.